This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
This is the morning of the Pope's general weekly audience, so we always take you live to Rome for the latest on what the Holy Father said, the latest news from Rome and the Vatican. Ashley Nerona, our Relevant Radio Vatican correspondent, live from Rome. How beautiful is the weather there this morning, Ashley?
Buongiorno, John. It is gorgeous. The spring sun is shining, but it's nice and cool, around 70 degrees. So it is the perfect papal audience weather, John.
And I saw loads of people out for the papal audience today, and the Holy Father continued his catechesis on prayer. Not to give up on your prayer.
That's right. Exactly. And in fact, it was so nice to have the audience outside in that San Damaso courtyard again. And if you didn't know better, with the exception of masks, you might think it was like old times because people were crowded on the railing. They were welcoming the Pope. He was chatting with people. They were handing him mate tea, that Argentinian tea to drink, trading zucchettos, the hat that he wears. So it was just a regular day here in Rome. And yes, indeed, John, the message today was about perseverance in prayer, because even if it seems like it takes a long time to receive an answer from God, Pope Francis said today that prayers are always heard. And he said sometimes people feel like certain intentions that they've asked for, whether for themselves or for others, that they're unfulfilled. And so then they make what he called a radical objection to prayer. But he said that if the prayer is for a noble cause, then we have to remember that God is listening and that he has promised good things to his children. Now, he said that the catechism gives a good answer to that question of why isn't God responding to my prayers. And he said that it warns people against transforming that relationship with God into instead something magical, where a person is expecting a fast, magic answer. But instead, he said, of course, Jesus' answers sometimes are immediate, but sometimes are delayed. And as you brought up just a few minutes ago, John, he also warned people of falling into that trap of not giving oneself to God, to serve God in prayer, but instead expecting God to serve us. And he said that prayer is dialogue with God, and it should be for us to learn the best way to serve him, to grow spiritually, and to know his will. And then today the Pope looked to Scripture. He mentioned the Apostle Paul, who says that we don't even know always what's appropriate to ask for. But the one thing that is known is that in prayer it's important to be humble so that the words are actually prayers and not just idle talk. And he said that when prayer isn't answered the way one would want it to be, this is an opportunity to instead stop and meditate on the Gospels. He said the accounts of Jesus' life, they're just full of prayers, and prayers that are imbued with suffering. And so, in fact, he pointed specifically to the prayer that Jesus prayed to his Father in the Garden of Gethsemane, and it seems that the prayer goes unheard, but he says that actually the Son has to drink from that chalice of the Passion. But we must all remember that Holy Saturday is not the final chapter, because on the third day there is the resurrection. So today, John, the Pope finished by letting everyone in the audience know that they should not fear. They should believe. They should remember that faith sustains prayer. And he asked all the faithful to learn to be patient, to be humble, to wait for God's grace, and to remember that God is close, and that he will indeed be victorious in the end, John.
Ashley Nerona is our Vatican correspondent, the latest from the Pope's general weekly audience here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app, and of course the latest news from Rome and the Vatican. And the good news that we hear coming from Italy is the good news that we're experiencing here in the United States. We now have more than 50% of the population vaccinated. Masks are coming off. Are the masks coming off in Italy?
Oh, we just got word that masks will come off probably in July. So we're really looking forward to that. All of Italy is going to be a yellow zone starting next week. Now, again, our zones are colored according to risk. So red being the highest, green being the lowest, yellow is just one up from green. So that is really delightful news. Restaurants are going to be able to serve indoor dining in a couple of weeks. Some other changes we're seeing, small museums no longer have to require reservations. And I'll tell you what that means to the tourism industry, because the small museums are often in little villages, that type of thing. And so they thrive on spontaneous travelers, people who are passing through and see the sign and want to pop in. And so the fact that reservations have been required have really limited their business. So that is a very hopeful sign that they are now opening up again, no reservations. And then here in the state of Lazio, where my husband John and I live, where Rome is located, they have actually instituted a 10 million euro holiday package that's about to take effect from the 1st of July, where anyone who books a 3-night holiday here in Lazio will get an extra free night, free hotel night, and you'll get 2 extra free nights if you book 5 nights. So I have to tell you, John and Glenn, if that isn't a reason to pack your bags, I don't know what is.
Glenn, can I borrow 10 million euros? You got that on you? We'll go to the ATM after the show.
Let's see.
Yeah, we'll get the euros after the show.
45, 47 cents.
I'm going to check under the cushion there, and they probably have something hidden in the tambourine from the last time you played the accordion. Ashley Nerona joining us live from Rome. This beautiful feast day of St. Philip Neri, how's that being celebrated?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so exciting because St. Philip Neri is actually one of the patrons of Rome itself. So St. Philip Neri is one of not only a patron, but he's just so beloved in this city. In fact, he has a nickname. He's called Pippo Buono, which means Little Philip the Good. And he is entombed here in Rome. So today, on this very special day, people are making pilgrimage, for example, to the Church of Chiesa Nuova. Now, his relics are preserved in an urn below an altar there, right there. And also, you can visit his sleeping quarters, which have been preserved there. And then there's another church that's typically closed to the public, but it's called St. Jerome of Charity. And inside is the bedroom where St. Philip Neri founded the oratory, and also the very chapel where he would have had experiences of ecstasy during the celebration of the Holy Mass. And a few years ago, my husband John and I did a series for EWTN called Art and Faith. And one of our episodes actually focus on that church and these rooms that are otherwise closed to the public. So on our website, truthandbeauty.com, you can see, you can go today for a special pilgrimage to the room in the chapel of St. Philip Neri. And, you know, he's such an amazing and a holy man, John. And one thing that I love about him, of course, is his great sense of humor, the joke books that he authored. But he also had such an incredible love for beauty and for art. So he is one of the patrons of our Truth and Beauty project that we run here in Rome. He would do things like give penances after confession and ask people to meditate on various pieces of sacred art. And he's also such an example of what I call the power of holy friendships, because as he was walking around Rome, and of course he was known, he'd go into banks and shops and warehouses and just preach repentance, you know, places that most of us would be scared to do something like that. But he was fearless, and he made friends with a man called Ignatius, another man called Camillus and Cajetan, and they were very, very powerful, holy men. And of course, we all know them today as canonized saints, St. Ignatius of Loyola, who founded the Jesuits, and St. Camillus, who founded the Camillians, and St. Cajetan, who founded the Theatines. So it just shows the power and the importance of holy friendship and how much it can support us to really do great things for the Lord, John.
On this feast day of St. Philip Neri, Ashley Nerona joining us live from Rome with the latest news from Rome and around Italy. And some very sad news. This happened just a few days ago. 14 people perished. Cable car crash, northern Italy in the region of the Piedmont. And the lone survivor, think about this, was a 5-year-old child. And there was that very dramatic picture that we shared on our Morning Air Facebook page yesterday of the Pope sending condolences, not only for this 5-year-old, but praying for him, Ashley.
Yes, in fact, yes, the telegram talked about his closeness and heartfelt condolences for the relatives of the victims, and said that he was watching the delicate situation of this little 5-year-old Etan very, very closely. Now, this poor boy was airlifted from the scene of the crash to Turin. He has several broken bones, but he lost his parents, his younger sister, his great-grandparents as well. And yes, just yesterday, 3 arrests were made in this case. And these were all basically the owner, the manager, the CEO of the cable company, who they say were aware of the fact that the emergency break was out of order. And instead of repairing it, had just sort of tinkered a little bit with it, trying to make it work. Mm. So just a horrible tragedy in every way. And so right now the investigation is open, and we're continuing, of course, to watch the condition of this poor little boy after Italy's worst cable car disaster since 1998. That's when 20 people were killed in a similar accident. So I know it was very comforting. I'm sure it was very comforting for both the families and the people of Italy to know that the Pope and the Secretary of State are indeed united in prayer with these folks.
Well, we join our voices in praying for the full recovery of that five-year-old, and of course for the repose of the souls of those 14 who lost their lives in that cable car crash. The latest news from Italy, Rome, and the Vatican every week here on Morning Air with Ashley Narona, our Vatican correspondent. She mentioned the website, truthandbeautyproject.com. That's Ashley and her husband, John, truthandbeautyproject.com. It's a rich website that is full of Renaissance-style theological formation for visitors to Rome, or for those of us who are virtually visiting at truthandbeautyproject.com. Ashley, thanks. God bless.
It's always a pleasure to talk with you, John. God bless you. Take care.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.